This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that it's necessary to make cities like Mumbai and Thane future-ready to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat. While inaugurating the laying foundation stone of various project worth over 32,800 crore rupees in Thane district of Maharashtra yesterday, he said every decision, resolution and dream of the Union Government is to dedicate to the Viksit Bharat. Mr. Modi emphasized that the development projects are changing the face of Mumbai and will immensely benefit the people. The Prime Minister said these projects will create new employment opportunities along with the growth of the industries. Prime Minister Modi criticized the opposition Maha Vikas Agadi for installing the projects with the coalition what is in power. A voter turnout of around 67% was recorded in Haryana Assembly elections for which polling was held yesterday. The single-phase polling of 90-member state assembly remained largely peaceful. Voters from all sections were queuing up in the polling stations to cast their votes. With a significant population of elderly voters, many above the age of 100 years were seen participating in the electoral festivities with enthusiasm. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with the election commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, kept a close watch on the poll process. Home voting facility was introduced to Haryana Assembly elections for voters above the age of 85 and persons with disabilities voters. Prime Minister Narendra Modi described the grant of the classical language status to Maharashtra as the golden milestone in the history of the language. While speaking in Abhijat Marathi language program in Mumbai yesterday, he congratulated the people of Maharashtra and expressed pride in being part of the historic achievement. Additionally, the Prime Minister announced that Bengali, Pali, Prakritit and Assamese have also been granted classical language status and has extended his congratulations to those associated with these languages. Prime Minister further emphasized that the history of Marathi language has been rich and the streams of knowledge have emerged from this language have guided many generations as they continue to guide us even today. Prime Minister underlined that every Marathi speaker must contribute to the growth of the language. Mr. Modi urged that the effort should be made to expand and reach of Marathi, instilling the sense of pride in the future generations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a review meeting with the chief ministers of the left-wing extremism-affected states in New Delhi on tomorrow. Chief ministers of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Telangana, Odisha, Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh will attend the meeting. Ministry of Home Affairs in a statement said that five union ministers of ministries closely involved with providing development support to the left-wing extremism LWE-affected states will also attend the meeting. The Deputy National Security Advisor and the senior officers from the center, states and the Central Armed Police Forces will also participate in the deliberations. In a statement, Home Ministry said that the central government is committed to completely root out the menace of the left-wing extremism by March 2026. It said that the center is providing all possible assistance to the LWE-affected state governments in fighting the menace of Naxalism. The ministry said due to the strategy of Narendra Modi government, LWE violence has come down by 72%, while there is 86% decline in deaths in 2023 as compared to the year 2010, and LWE is fighting its last battle today. During this year so far, 202 LWE cadets have been eliminated by the security forces and 723 LWE cadres have surrendered and 812 were arrested. The number of LWE affected districts have also come down to 38 in 2024. And that is the end of this news bulletin.